is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. I just need to officially declare to my producer right now that I am very, very jealous. I don't often get jealous about man, but you play that good Junkanoo music all morning, and you ain't play no Junkanoo music for my show. I am very, very, not yet, boy, look here. Anyway, it's good to see you, producer, and I have joining me in studio this morning guests from the National Neighborhood Watch Council and the Neighborhood Police Unit, and we're going through your top safety tips for the holiday season. But before we get there, a small note. I know it's not Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III, but I got to mention it. His World Cup was this weekend, and I have to say, I don't know who is better, Mbappe or Messi. I don't know who's better, but congratulations to Argentina and Lionel Messi on their win. Congratulations to Morocco on their success in being the first African state to make it into the semifinals and secure in fourth place at the World Cup 2022. Croatia secured third. France lost out to Argentina, but Kylian Mbappe won the Golden Boot Award with 8 goals throughout the tournament. And congratulations to Emiliano Martinez, the Argentinian goalkeeper and the Golden Glove winner. At the end of the week, we're going to talk more about soccer because the Bahamas has a national soccer team and they're doing big things. So it's good to know. Before we get into our conversation, I want to direct you to the Nassau Tribune, bottom half of the fold. 2 women killed in traffic accidents this weekend. That is just too many. I think we've had traffic fatalities every weekend for the last 3 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. We have reached crisis levels. Now, I know a lot of us, how we got here. And because of that, we don't know how we're going to get ourselves out of it. But it cannot escalate anymore. It cannot escalate anymore. It's not just the loss of time, right, is not just a detrimental impact on our economic system because we are hampering the effective and efficient movement of goods, people, and services. Our roads have now become a death machine, like a death factory. Are we producing on our roads of fatalities? Now, one of the ways we could start to get ourselves out of this is by beginning to moderate our behavior on the road. I know you're saying to me, man, Aaron, I have not hit anybody with my car. I'm not responsible for traffic fatalities. What I'm saying to you is all of us are. And all of us can be a part of the solution if we begin to moderate our behavior on the road. And you say, oh man, Aaron, that don't have nothing to do with me. Well, I'm going to say to you, if you drive with your cell phone in your face, like you're doing an eye exam, then you're part of the problem. If you drive with your cell phone in your hand constantly hampering you from controlling your car properly, you are part of the problem. If you drive with your windows or AC on and your music blasting, then you are part of the problem. All of us, in some way, can moderate our behavior on the road. All of us, every single driver, even the best drivers, can moderate their behavior to accommodate other drivers and be a role model for other drivers. All of us have to, we must, and we can moderate our behavior on the roads to make it safer. Hopefully, Today, I'm going to talk to my guests about a new business service I'm about to launch. It's called Shigchani Designated Driver Services. Now, it's a bit, listen, I know that sounds a little scammy because technically Shigchanis can't drive. But what they could do with a wagon and a bicycle, buddy, they could get you home safely. No risk involved. We got to try something, and I'm willing to make some money doing it. I hope you guys are too. So let's get right into the conversation. Let me introduce my guest joining me again today. Always welcome to the show, Mr. Keenan of the National Neighborhood Watch Council. And joining us for the first time today is Sergeant Coakley from the Neighborhood Police Unit. Good morning. And listen, you got to speak right into the mic. Pull it right to you. Yeah, yeah.
Good morning. It's good to be here. What'd you say, Aaron?
Shigchani. Designated driver services. All we need is a wagon and a bicycle, buddy. We're going to get you home safely.
We can get one out of the community for you.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Bahamas here. Listen, Bahamas here may be late. We may be 4 days late, but you're going to get where you're going safely, buddy. And all of your luggage, you can get there eventually. That's what we love. And I'm modeling it after Bahamas Air, considering Bahamas Air just won a regional award, the World Travel Awards. Bahamas Air was chosen as the Caribbean's Best Airline Award. And this is a good thing, because then Bahamas Air becomes a model for other people in the transportation industry, right? And we set that high standard, and then we encourage everybody else to follow it. And so today we're talking about safety tips for the holiday season. But let me start by asking Mr. Wong a couple of questions. See? How can I find out if there's a group in my neighborhood or create a group of my own?
What is the NNWC? Good question.
The NNWC is to connect people and communities, to empower communities, to foster safer and stronger neighborhoods throughout the Bahamas. The whole idea of the Bahamas National Neighborhood Watch came out of the 2040 vision. And that was put in place some time ago before the 2016, 2017. However, the NNWC also is just not about observing and reporting what you see in your community. The National Neighborhood Watch Council program is to really get to know who are the people in your community. We really strive on that, mm-hmm. getting to know your neighbors, mm-hmm. understanding your neighbors next door, the ones in the front of you, the ones on the next street, and the mm-hmm. following street. You in your community should know your neighbors. You know, like the good Bible says, love thy neighbor as thyself. Mm-hmm. And so in order for you to truly love yourself, you must be able to love your neighbor as well.
Yeah.
I encourage individuals every day, when they ask me the same question, what is the NNWC is all about? My first thing to them is say, hey, do you know your neighbors? That's the important factor of it. Do you really, really know your neighbors?
You got your own KYC. Know your community.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And something as simple as, like, you may not even talk to your neighbor, but you know them, and you know their habits and their behaviors. So you may be sitting on your porch, and you realize, hold on, that light hasn't turned on yet, but there are cars there. There's something up. That light is always on, and that will spur you to reach out, to call them or to call the police.
And the thing about it is this, that's the component of it.
Yeah.
The officers will tell every new community, your objective is to observe and report. Mm-hmm. And so by you observing that it's 7-8 o'clock in the night and there's no lights on, there's a possibility, one, vehicles are there, but no one is home. Mm-hmm. Or two, something may have happened in your neighbor's property. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, you become a nosy neighbor, mm-hmm. which is a good thing sometimes. Mm-hmm. So you have the concern of that particular neighbor. But also, I applaud this. In my community, I know everybody. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows me. And that component of it is because we need to know who are the people in your community. You need to know them by names. You need to know their children. You need to know their husband, their wives. You need to know when they're going and when they're coming in. Mm-hmm. It's very important when you have small, knitted communities.
Yeah.
All right? And so that's the Neighborhood Watch program is based like that, getting to know who are the people in your community.
All right. Well, let's get to the safety tips. Later on in the show, I have a segment called New Scams and Tips and Tricks. I will tell you all, I'm very concerned about church.
Church?
Yeah, people getting robbed in church.
What?
Why? Because, I mean, Grammys, they're so unsuspecting.
Grammys are loving.
I mean, they give you plenty joy.
They're loving.
But they take plenty tithes.
And they take all our money.
They have a Grammy tithe system. They compete in big time with the church. They lobby in for 5% from the church so they could get their peace. I'm just saying, we got to watch out for this. It's a big problem. Well, anyway, but let's start, Officer Coakley, Sergeant Coakley. Let's start with tips for the safety tips for the holiday season.
Okay, good morning, Bahamas. Good morning. I'm Sergeant 2924, Deantia Coakley, and I'm going to give you some crime prevention tips for the holiday season. Okay, so we're going to start with some home safety tips.
All right.
Ensure that your home's windows and doors are secondary locks. Keep landscaping trimmed back so that you can see easily around your property.
Mm-hmm.
Flatten all boxes and conceal product pictures when putting garbage on the outside.
Right. Even cut up the boxes if you can.
Cut up the boxes.
Yeah.
We have a habit when we buy our big 50-inch screen TV that we put the box on the outside of the garbage so you are alerting persons to what you had purchased for the holidays.
Yeah.
So you want to avoid becoming a victim of crime.
Right. And I tell people, cut up your boxes. You'll be surprised when you need pieces of cardboard, maybe in your garden, your little backyard garden, you could use the cardboard there. You don't have to throw everything away. Yeah.
Right. And then we also have to consider keeping gifts and expensive property out of plain view from the outside.
Yeah. So maybe if you do get that big TV, right, you got to get curtains.
Curtains.
Of course, it's nice to let neighbors like me sit on the side of the road and watch the soccer game. Like, that's great when you get a big TV and then your neighbors could watch. That is
awesome. I'm
telling you, but we understand you need your blackout curtains to keep the inside of your house inside and not outside.
That's correct. Keep ground level blinds and curtains closed while away at night. You can't leave your house open for persons to actually look inside.
Yeah.
Consider having a trusted neighbor or friend watch your home while you're away. Consider joining the NNWC or the Homeowners Association.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I would say don't open doors to strangers.
Don't open doors to strangers.
And always ask to see a ID of a workman. All of the government utilities, even the cable, the other private service utilities, they're good. They're supposed to have their badge on them. They don't freak out when you ask them for ID.
And it's also important to know the uniform of the officers because a lot of persons see police officers in the 511, the blues. So sometimes persons wear Dickies, the blue Dickies, and they automatically assume that they are police officers. Yeah. So they need to remember that police officers who wear a certain uniform wear numbers. And if they don't wear numbers, they wear pips and crowns at the top of their lapels. So it's important that you know
how to identify
police officers. And if their police officers are in plain clothes, we have a badge, and part of it shows your name and your information for you being and when you join the Royal Bahamas Police Force. So it's important that you know who are police officers, how they look, how their uniform's supposed to look,
And how they engage.
Right, in plain clothes. Because, you know, you have some persons who will try to impersonate a police officer.
Yeah.
So it's important that you know.
I don't know why you're looking at me like that. I just pretend like I could be helpful in my community. And in the community, it's important for people to sort of do what they could do.
Right.
You know? But then don't pretend like you're a police officer.
No.
To get it done. No. If you can't get it done as a regular citizen, what you do? Call the police.
Call the police.
If you're trying to
And then also, your safety comes first. You don't put yourself in predicaments to be hurt.
Yeah.
You're not trained to deal with certain situations, so you refer the matter to the police.
Yeah. And it's important, too, in terms of home and community. If you see suspicious activity outside your home, call the police.
Call the police. And even, you know, you have to be careful even using the ATM. Make sure you know your PIN number and that... It's something that somebody else doesn't know. Don't use easy combinations like 123 or your birthday that's accessible to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Memorize your PIN number and be sure not to write it down where someone can easily find it.
Grammy.
Yes. Then you also have to pay close attention to any suspicious persons in the area surrounding an ATM machine. So if you If you go to an ATM machine and you notice that the person is acting suspicious, cancel your transaction and walk out.
Yeah. But also, please, if you go to an ATM door and it is unlocked and you go in or you unlock it and somebody is in there and there's no available machine, please walk out.
Outside.
Yeah. Too many times people have just decided to stay in the ATM room with me. And I looking at them like, what's happening? But I don't want to start a fight, right? Like, we at the bank. I don't want to cause any chaos. But I had to look at them and say, are you taking out money for me too? For them, you know, and say something that would suggest to them that they are in the wrong place.
That's true.
And it's appropriate for me to ask this question. Because people don't realize that they're doing something wrong. So, but be assertive. I say to people, be assertive. Turn and ask the person, could you step out of the room until I'm done, please?
Yes, that's important.
Yeah. Because some people become intimidated and don't know what to say or how to say it. So I tell people, look, be alert. If you see someone in there, don't go in. And if you go in and they're there, just walk out. Don't be embarrassed. Just walk out and wait. It happens.
And also, when you're collecting your bonuses, Christmas bonuses and loans, please keep it confidential, because sometimes you're setting yourself up. Persons like to tell their friends, okay, I'm getting my bonus today and I'm going to AID to go purchase this and purchase that. Yeah. So they're actually giving out personal information to set themselves up to become a victim of crime. So certain things you have to keep confidential.
Yeah. And I think some people don't realize when they're giving out information that's relevant to the criminal.
Yeah.
On social media, right? And just the cultural language that we use. Oh, I know, oh, you going out tonight? Oh, you getting dressed up tonight, eh? Mm-hmm. Oh, you must be going somewhere fancy. Okay, then. As simple as that, you can become a target.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Have a safety plan for children and minors left home alone. We know that everybody can't stay, whatever happens. And some people don't even think it's necessary to stay with their minors and children. But make sure your children have and understand the safety plan.
Yes, yes, yes. When you are in a position where you have to go to work, you know, by law, the child's supposed to be 16 to leave them alone. But then you have to ensure that you have food ready, accessible for them, because you don't want the children playing with microwaves, or even playing with the stove.
Mm-hmm.
So these things, you have to make sure that your home is properly locked and secure, because you got to remember now, when persons come to invade your home, they're only waiting for the opportunity.
Yeah.
So it's important that you know, invest in environmental designs like alarms, the Ring doorbell, surveillance cameras, and even a dog.
Yeah.
A dog.
I just keep telling people raccoon. Raccoon is a good choice. But burglar bars, you get the set that you can open and close so you're not stuck in them.
Right.
Open when necessary.
Right.
Things like that. And let a neighbor know. Like, identify neighbors who will be home all the time.
And who would be able to check on the children.
Yes, absolutely. And I'd say put up a list of emergency numbers in the home. Make sure your children know them.
That's so important, because, you know, you have a lot of children who get lost. And they can't give you the proper information of their parent or even their parent full number. So from the age of 3 and 4, you're supposed to teach your children your name, where you work, your telephone contact, and where they live. It is so important.
Yeah, and it's not them being grown. Don't call me Mary. As your mummy. That's what you're supposed to call me. No, they need to know that your name is Mary, and they should never feel like, oh, I can't call her Mary. I can't tell people that's her name. Right? Let them know. This is what you need to tell people if you're ever in trouble.
Right. And if you realize that your child has some difficulty remembering it at a point, you write it down for them. You give them something that they could refer back to, or they could look in their bags and say, well, okay, this is my mom's information. This is my dad's information. This is their phone number.
Yeah. Yeah. And now with technology, I'm not saying that you should leash. You know, they have the leashes for children where they could walk 100 yards ahead of you and still stay tethered. It gives them some freedom. They have, right, like you could get an electronic tag to put in your purse or to put on your phone or your car keys. Is it against the law to tag children?
I've never seen anybody tag a child before.
Look here, I tag in them, not the physical skin, but if I could tag their tennis or if I could tag their backpack, right? If they have like my son may be 14 to 16, he has to move himself a bit back and forth. I may give him a phone with a digital wallet. right? And he may have $30 a week to move about with his digital wallet. I can tag the phone.
Yeah.
That way, if the phone gets lost, he could find it easily.
Right.
If he gets lost, I could find him easily, you know. And I wouldn't have a problem sharing that information with the school. If this ain't reading what it's supposed to read, call the police, right? But just something like that to tag him.
And it goes back to as well, you know, whilst we're shopping in the holiday season, a lot of parents like to leave the children in the vehicles. And some children, you might say, well, okay, mommy's coming right back. You sit here. They don't understand that. When they see a bunch of persons walking past and they see the lights and they see gifts, they would actually come out of the vehicle to go inside and look for you.
Yeah.
So don't leave the children in the car unattended.
Don't park them.
Yeah, because you're still putting them at risk because if you're leaving them in the car, you're leaving the keys in the car, a person will come right there, put your children out the car and drive off with your vehicle.
If you're lucky. Because see, we still think that ain't nobody want kidnap no black children. Ain't nobody want kidnap these root children. And I kid you not, that's the wrongest answer.
Mm-hmm.
Child trafficking occurs everywhere, can occur at any time. And leaving your children alone in the car, you're putting them at risk of being a victim of child trafficking. Right? And you're saying, oh, they could take my car and leave me with these children. No, they can take the children and the car. And so don't park them in front of Wendy's because that's unfair to them. Don't park them in front of the fast food place. That's unfair to them. And then when they come back and you mad at them, you know, I was going to say, just don't leave them in the car.
Don't leave them.
Because even if you leave them with a device, that puts them even more at risk. Somebody may come and think, what an easy target. I could just take this device from them out this car and be on my way.
And this also teach them social skills. So when you take them out of the vehicle and they come in the store, you teach them how to act amongst people. If you keep them locked down in the car or keep them locked in home at home, when they come out, they don't know how to act.
Yeah.
So you have to bring them out and you have to teach them, okay, you act a certain way when you come out in public.
And give them experiences so they can feel confident that they could handle stranger danger.
Right.
Right? If you never interact with strangers, then you would never feel a sense of, okay, I good. This is great. All right. Tips for when you're out shopping.
Okay. When you're out shopping, I know a lot of us love to put our wallets and bags in the car trunk and under the car seat. Do not leave your purses in the car because you're going to put yourself at a position to be targeted.
Mm-hmm.
Do not travel with large sums of cash.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know everybody doesn't have a ATM card.
Yeah.
So if you know you're going to purchase something, bring the exact amount.
Yeah.
Bring the exact amount. Don't put yourself in a position to be robbed. And then we love to carry these big bags, and we love to put our passports in our bags.
Mm-hmm.
And the process to get it back is so tedious.
Miss, my husband, he could be right there. He could be right around the corner in the mall waiting for me to trip. And he could say, oh, come, let's go get married in Venice. I can have my passport on me. I can be ready to go.
No. Scan your passport and save it to your Google Drive in your cell phone. But if you don't have to use your passport, do not bring it out of the house.
And ensure that you have the other forms of ID that you may need to use to conduct.
You're always supposed to have your driver's license when you're operating your
vehicle.
Motor vehicle. So that's a form of identification. And you could also use your national insurance card.
Yes, absolutely. And don't mind the expiry date thing. Your card is good until you hit retirement age.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, use another form. I also say Christmas holiday is a great time to employ the digital wallet, right? You may not use it for everything, but the ability, especially if you're going to make large transactions, transfer the cash, the money to Sand Dollar in your digital wallet, and then use that as opposed to traveling with cash. Dear gentlemen, use that when you're going out on a weekend night. And you party and see, you making the mistake of flashing all of this money around the place, and you wondering why women are the number one assailants in the club? Because you flashing the money. Use your digital wallet. Nobody need to know how much money you have. Protect yourself and your wealth. Anyway, a tip.
Yes.
The more you know.
Also, when shopping, we have the tendency to leave all the bags and the boxes visible in the vehicle. So if you're doing a large amount of shopping, secure your stuff at home. Go and take
Yeah, the take it home. Yeah.
Take the items home.
Run home, then run back out.
Then run back.
Don't leave gifts. Don't leave my gift in the car. Do whatever else you want to do. Don't leave my gift in the car. I have a couple of texts here. Give me one second. That's right. You are limited in your experiences with a digital wallet. No, you're not. It's just a safer option during the holiday season when everybody getting dressed up. You want eyes on you, but you don't want eyes on your wallet. It's going to happen. So be safe. Carry a digital wallet. All right. Tips when out and about. I find that people don't necessarily, and older people aren't necessarily thinking about general safety practices when they're out and about. So they always inform someone of your plans.
Right.
You know how difficult it is for my mommy to tell me where she's going?
You have to inform somebody. Let them know where you're going, who you're going with, the information of the vehicle, and
right.
the location to where you're going. And it's also important to be vigilant wherever you go. You have to always be aware of your surrounding.
Yeah.
So even if you're going out to a party and you're going to have a few libations, you still have to be
alert. Yeah, don't be aloof. And like you said, get the details of the car that you're going in. Share it with somebody.
And the information of the person as well.
Yeah.
So in case, because you could, persons, you know, lend their vehicles out to friends.
Yes.
So it's important to even say who you're actually going out with.
Yeah. I would say this is selfie culture. Everybody, we used to people taking pictures. Before you get in the car with somebody, take a picture. Get a picture with you in the place and you get in and send it to somebody. Right? We got this technology. Let's use it to keep us safe. Never leave your drink unattended.
Always keep your cell phone charged in case of an emergency.
Yes, always. There's nothing worse than being out on the road, flat tire, you get left behind, and I only got 2 bars left on my, right? That is a horrible feeling. Don't drive under the influence of anything.
You know, get a designated driver in case if you intend to drink.
Yes.
Make sure you have a designated driver to assist you.
Absolutely. And I say this, select your designated driver before you go out. If you always go out as a group of friends, then rotate who's going to be the designated driver, right? If you have a friend that doesn't drink at all, offer to pay them gas money, something to accommodate them for being the designated driver. It is so important. Also, how to park your car when you're out and about.
Okay. When you're driving, you always reverse your vehicle. Reverse and let the front of the vehicle be facing so that it'll be an easy access for you to drive out. And it's also important to lock your doors, lock your windows. I would even advise persons to put a tracker in their vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Put a tracker in your vehicle. If you're driving a Japanese vehicle and you're traveling with someone close to another vehicle because, you know, they normally steal the bumpers, the batteries, or even up sometimes the hood.
I was getting ready to put Vaseline and hot pepper. See, that's a perfect remedy for raccoons. Once they touch the Vaseline and hot pepper and then lick their fur, they don't want to come back to that spot. I was putting hot pepper on the car for some of these thieves. They're getting smarter and smarter. We just have to be smarter than them.
Right.
Safety tips while driving and getting gas. We often don't think about the risk at the gas station.
Right. I know a lot of sometimes I'm guilty of this as well. You know, you go to Roker gas station late at night to get your little discount. But, you know, you don't drive alone by yourself. Don't drive alone late in the night to say, well, you're going to go to refuel your car.
Mm-hmm.
Take somebody with you.
Mm-hmm.
Always pay attention to your surroundings. If you can't wait for the morning, I would advise persons to wait.
Yeah.
Wait in the morning to refuel their car.
Yeah. And Grammys, dear Grammys, if I on patrol late at night and you tell me you trying to get that late night special, I am even more suspicious. What you doing on the road these kind of hours, Grammy? My Grammy used to tell us, we used to ask if we could go with her. Like, she used to go out on a Sunday afternoon after dinner, and we used to ask her if we could go with her. And she always used to tell us, no, because I go into the corner bar. I used to think, okay, you're going to go preach, right? Like you're going to go rescue lost souls. I don't know what my Grammy was doing. I think she's visiting family. But she couldn't have no little children behind her. But dear Grammys, y'all be safe.
Very safe.
Out there. See, I don't think young men are likely and young women are likely to rob the elderly. Like something in their heart.
No. You can't say that.
Let's
talk about that. We have a lot of persons who leave their elderly parents at home. Mm-hmm. And then you have persons in the community or persons in the area who watch that. And sometimes they will come and sit on the porch with Grammy or Grandpa and they'll have conversation. And they'll keep on coming back. And then eventually they'll ask Grammy, can I use the bathroom? Let me go inside and make you something. This time they're grooming. And they're using it as a target to sometime take Grammy or Grandpa pension money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you... When you have your parents who are up in age, it's important to have somebody there home with them. Because, you know, just to have a general conversation, you know, it's something for them so they don't feel alone. So persons use their vulnerability to have that conversation to take advantage of them.
Yes. Dear MPs, we need social clubs for the elderly. I mean, it's a public-private partnership, you know. That's the only way it could get done. But we need that. They deserve it because they don't need to be lonely. But we can't let them be at risk of unscrupulous members and non-community members, right? People target you and come in from other places. Always lock your door when you get out the car to get gas. I always lock my door.
And never take the same road home. Yeah. Always alternate your route.
Change it up. Absolutely. Don't give strangers rides at night.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah, just put no riders. Go to the store and just put no riders on your car.
And even if you're driving home and you're feeling safe, you drive to the nearest police station.
Yeah.
And alert the officer said, hey, either somebody's following you or you're not feeling safe. Can you assist me? Can you escort me home?
Yeah.
And you will get some assistance.
Absolutely. Emergency numbers. What numbers should parents, you know, households absolutely have?
919, 911, and the nearest police station number for the area that you live in.
Absolutely. What do I do if I am the victim of a crime?
Report it to the police station. I know sometimes when incident happens to individual, they say, well, it doesn't make any sense that I reported to police. They stole my gas tank. It doesn't make any sense. When you report it to the police and we lift fingerprints and we get some ident back, we might not be able to solve your matter right then and there. But if another incident like that same one happened and we get the same information and we get the database, we may be able to catch that person to stop them from targeting another person.
We're building the database and working towards
that. So it's important to report it.
All right. Now, I go to the food store, park my car, I come out, and the bumper and the lights are gone. What do I do next?
You report it. You report it to the police station.
Now, can I drive that car?
Well, your prints are actually already on the vehicle. So when we do the CSI process and they dust, your print will already be there, so you can drive it.
All right.
You can drive it.
But will I risk messing up the other prints?
Yeah, everybody, prints are different.
Yeah. But am I allowed to, right? Like, is it necessary that I call a wrecker? Because maybe the bumper, the front plate have been removed.
If the vehicle is not drivable,
then you call the wrecker. All right.
But if you can make it to the police station,
all right,
I would advise you to,
okay,
if it is possible.
All right. What do I do if I've been drugged or I think I've been sexually assaulted or I know I've been assaulted?
You report it and then you need to go to the hospital.
So report it first and then go to the hospital?
Once you report the matter, then a police officer from CID would accompany you to the hospital.
All right. So report it first and then go to the hospital.
Yes.
So I think that's a big thing. Like, maybe not a national conversation like on prime time, but it's something that women and men should know about.
Because they feel so nasty and violated, some of them would go home and shower, and they're actually washing away evidence.
Yeah.
So you report it, and then you'll be accompanied to the police station.
I'm sorry, to the hospital to collect evidence. That's so important. Okay, what do I do if I'm assaulted, attacked, or robbed, right? Like, maybe I'm at the club, and I was dancing with this girl, and these boy them start, not me personally, another boy, and the boy them start looking at the other boy them hard, and then they start shoving him a little bit, right? What should I do?
You pay attention to what's going on, and you report it to the police. Now, if you're being robbed, I know some persons would fight. Do not fight. Mm-hmm. Your life is more important. Mm-hmm. You could give them the money, give them the phone.
Yeah.
Your life is important.
Yeah. I would say to people, don't go out with, like, jewelry you can't, you don't want to lose. Like, you know, that you can't lose. Why go to a club to go dancing with sentimental, important pieces of jewelry on? Keep those things for important dates and activities. Mm-hmm. I know you want to look flashy. I mean, you still can't look better than me in the club, so don't stress yourself, but keep those things for special occasions. You know? Don't risk getting robbed because you'll be inclined to fight back to try and keep it. And I say to people, like, if you're in an apartment, you're in a house, get content insurance, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, insure those things at a high value so you don't feel a reflexive action to fight back. Because in your head, you know, it's insured. I could replace it. It's only the inconvenience that I'm going to have to deal with now. I think that's important. Another thing, you never know what someone finds valuable. You just never know. Like, you leave in the car because you say, anybody want no cornflake and hot dog and this. And somebody sitting right there like, look here, if I don't need to see nobody. I don't want their money. If I could just get me a bag of grocery right now, I'd be okay. And they in your car for the grocery.
I know sometimes when you see persons begging on the side of the road, you know, you sometimes when they ask you for a dollar to offer to buy them a meal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when you offer them the money, they normally take it to buy drugs or alcohol.
Yeah,
but if you want me to assist you, let me take you to Wendy's or McDonald's and let me purchase you
something to eat. Yeah, yeah. That's a great tip. You're supporting basic needs. Now, look, we're not saying that people can't make choices or whatever, but what we're saying is support them by helping them make a healthier decision.
Right.
Yeah.
And you don't pass anything until you're dead. Yeah. Because today you could be up and tomorrow you could be down. So it's also good to lend a hand to somebody who's in need. But situation differently. Some persons can deal with depression. Others may not be able to deal with it. Some may turn to drugs. Some may turn to counseling. Some may turn to a friend to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't judge persons based on their situation because everybody handles things differently.
Yeah, absolutely. And so even like when we're talking about community safety, right? Maybe someone in the community that you're familiar with or not so familiar with, you want to help, you still have to be careful.
Be careful.
Right? How you help. You may not want to invite them into your property or into your home. You may want to direct them to a service that can help.
Right.
You know, you may not want to call the police on them, but at the same time, you can't allow strangers, even people familiar to the community, to loiter. You're not certain what they're going to do. So we have compassion, but find the safest option and options that promote the best practices.
Correct.
Yeah, I like that. And then designated driver services, I just got to say, is anybody out there offering designated driver services this holiday season? Please call the station or text the station at 422-GR96. I just want to know, and are any taxi services offering promotions, right? So, like, we're not hackers, but non-traditional transportation services that have promotions for Christmas. We're doing holiday pickups. You're having a Christmas party. We take your people home. I think people would use those options if they knew they were available and if they are affordable. And my thing is, if you throw in a New Year's Eve party, I'd love to see that you offer a designated service. If you invite me to come to your party and get lit, then help me get home safely. I think that's a great idea. Any more tips? Because I got a tip on how to avoid raccoons in your garden.
Yeah.
There's teeth. That's it. It's not disparaging them. They is teeth. But listen, we're going to go to a break. When we get back from the break, we go through some text and we go through some more safety tips for the holiday. I also have a tip how to protect your gift from nosy siblings. Very important this Christmas. Stay tuned. You're on the clock with Kino Wong and Sergeant Coakley from the Neighborhood Police Unit. We'll be right back.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services, from click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good
for you. This Yuletide season, start a new Christmas tradition by joining Bahamas Faith Ministries by donating toys, gifts, and school supplies for the Hope for the Holidays Christmas promotion. Hope for the Holidays brings joy and happiness to the faces of children without at least one parent because they're serving time in prison. This Christmas, give Hope for the Holidays and let the children of incarcerated parents experience a real Christmas. They open presents, eat a meal, and spend time making new Christmas memories. Hope for the Holidays gives incarcerated parents the opportunity to have their kids blessed with gifts and lifelong memories, giving them a newfound mission to make the necessary changes in their lives to be a positive and supportive role model for their kids. Toys, gifts, and funds for Hope for the Holidays can be donated at the Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center. Hope for the Holidays Christmas promotion, proudly sponsored by Guardian Media.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test, always. You're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
This is Juan McCartney. And I am wishing you and your family all the happiness in the world this holiday season and all of God's abundant blessings in the new year. Here's to hoping you have a great 2022.
Showtime!
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and joining me today, Kino Wong, Chairman of the National Neighborhood Watch Council, and Sergeant D. Jones Coakley from the Neighborhood Police Unit. And we're talking safety tips for the holiday season. And you just brought up something, Sergeant Coakley, that I hadn't even thought about in my extensive notes. Online shopping, safety tips for online shopping. People who use these marketing or little social media platforms.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Instagram. So you have to be careful when you're purchasing items from them. Majority of times when you purchase things from Facebook or Marketplace, individual will say to you, okay, we're going to do delivery. They'll charge you for delivery. So I would advise you to say to them, okay, well, meet me at either a police station mm-hmm. or somewhere where it's well lit where you can alert persons. Do not yes. go them to actually come to your home
yeah.
to deliver anything to you.
In fact, don't let them come anywhere familiar yeah. to you. Some choose some places not that you know about, but they won't come back and see you there, right? Like they're scoping
right, and
you
be
out.
Be careful what you purchase from Marketplace, because majority of times when persons steal things, they bring them to Marketplace to try to sell mm-hmm. them. So you might have your gas tank might have been stolen, and you see this good price and this good deal on Marketplace, you might be repurchasing your own gas tank.
Own. Absolutely. Now, so everyone buys stuff on Marketplace anyway, right? Does the RBPF have a unit that I could go to, right? So maybe I see the ad or I've actually purchased the thing. And now I want to come and run the details on against your database.
Okay, the only way we will actually have database if you actually put if you actually record your serial number or you put markings on your item so that you'll be able to identify them. So it's important to record your serial number
yeah.
and to put a special marking with only you one would be able to identify.
Right, and then take a picture of it.
Take a picture of it.
And store it online in the cloud.
Right.
Absolutely, absolutely. Be careful to not get catfished, especially in this buying thing, right? Somebody starts a fake account, opens a fake account, and you think, oh, this thing could be no problem because cyber crimes unit could track them, but they're catfishing you. They're not who they say they are.
And you're giving them all your personal information.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be so careful not to, you know, to give out your personal information, your name, your full name, date of birth, your address, all these information. Normally when you purchase it online, you know, they would give you a little clause to say, well, okay, we're going to protect your information. So you still have to be, you have to be careful.
Yeah.
You have to be careful.
Absolutely. I definitely don't want to get catfished. Not at all. Any other safety tips, Mr. Wong, community tips, right? Like people, I say this, is Christmas evening or is Boxing Day morning? If you see a 45-year-old man riding a 7-year-old's bicycle, there is a chance that he take that bicycle, he stole that bicycle. Like in the community, how do you, things to observe, right? What are the things that you should be looking out for? What are the things that are okay? How do you tell the difference? And how can neighborhood watches help people have a great, safe Christmas?
You know, that's a great question, because at the end of the day, if you see, like you said, elderly guy riding through the community with a brand new bike and he's about 45 to 70, there's a possibility that that is a stolen item.
Yeah.
It's a possibility. Unless he is, he just put it together. Now he's riding to make sure that everything else
and tested it
is
up.
Tested. But the component part of it is to observe and report the matter. You have to observe. You got to say, hey, I've seen the person. Put it in your WhatsApp group. You know, I've just seen a gentleman riding a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
It looks brand new. Anyone left a bicycle outside, this is what he is wearing. So you want to identify the individual the best way you can.
Mm-hmm.
As it relates to other community tips from the Neighborhood Watch program, I dare to say that I piggyback off Sergeant Coakley, that we all get excited when we get the 72. When we get the 72-inch televisions,
mm-hmm.
when we get the game stations,
mm-hmm.
and you can tell I'm out of zinc with the game station because you know, but they have what they call.
Listen, if you get a PlayStation 5, shred that box, because even I may be tempted.
Okay, the PlayStations, we tend to put all these things outside, but you know, it's a part of nature that sometimes mm-hmm. we don't even take the safety tips seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, we could talk about this all day, but there's going to be a victim of crime somewhere.
Yeah.
Because we are gullible people. You know, we know that the dumpsters are coming on Monday. Mm-hmm. All right, so Christmas is on Sunday. So we're going to still put the box out on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know who's coming through the community on Monday, passing your house,
yeah.
looking and waiting for the right opportunity to hit. And so safety mechanisms is also securing your items. You know, I said to one of my community leaders this morning, why do you drive in your driveway? Why not reverse into your driveway? You already have an electrical gate. So why just pull in direct? Why not reverse? If you reverse, if someone is coming in your yard, you have an opportunity to what? Go ahead or blow the horn. Mm-hmm. But if you're just driving in, what happens? They can sneak up on the side of you.
Yeah.
And bram, it's a history's gone. No one knows what's going on. So you have to be more vigilant as you come home. I think Sergeant Coakley said it as well. You know, shift up your routes, mm-hmm. your routine, how you're coming home, which directions. Mm-hmm. If you're going out late at night, or you know you're leaving early in the morning, I don't know if Sergeant Jones, Sergeant Coakley spoke on this, but if you're coming home late in the evenings, leave your lights on.
Mm-hmm.
Leave your lights on, your first dawn lights or the security lights. Leave a light on because you know you're going to work. You're leaving at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's still a little dark. You come in home at 6 in the evening, and it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
But you have no lights on. You're a female or you're a male, so that, or a family. So be safe. You know. And once again, know your neighbors.
Yes.
Get to know your police divisional commanders. There's 11 to 12 divisions in New Providence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, get to know the commander who's in charge. Get to know the superintendent. Get to know the ASP, the inspectors, of mm-hmm. those various police divisions, because they are there to help us. All right? The mm-hmm. police are our friends. I tell everyone, the police are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. We have to support them.
Yes.
You understand, especially if they're in your community, you know them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what their stresses are and what their limitations are. We got to support them because they got to support us.
Right.
And we got to figure out how to work it out. I know we are just about out of time. I have a text about a person who is a definite known part of the community, but is like a vagrant. Doesn't have a place to live, but belongs to the community. What do you do? Like, especially if some neighbors are okay, know them very well. But they are a menace to us, right? Do we go to social services? Do we go to the police?
I would advise the persons to report it to the police and let the police get the relevant help from the different, we refer persons to different organizations. So report it to the police and mm-hmm. allow the police to assist with mm-hmm. the referral to mm-hmm. the different organizations to get that individual help.
All right. Mr. Wong, just before we go, how many National Watch councils are there, and what's the contact information for the main body so that people could then connect to you and then figure out how to connect to other bodies?
Well, I dare to say this. We have over 160 neighborhood watch groups throughout the country, primarily here in New Providence, Grand Bahama, mm-hmm. Eleuthera, Abaco, and Exuma.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, of course, we have other homeowners association groups that wants to continue to get involved with the Neighborhood Watch program. 502-3300. That's 502-3300. That is at the Ministry of National Security. We also have the National Coordinator, Mistress Ismela Davis-Elansi, the first Deputy Female Commissioner of Police.
Mm-hmm.
She is the coordinator, and her number is 502-3344. 502-3344. And, of course, the chairman number at the ministry is 502-3348. You can find the NNWC on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
That's the National Neighborhood Watch Council on Facebook page, where we have information there as well. And if community involved in becoming a part of the National Neighborhood Watch program, you can go to any police station and mm-hmm. ask them to assist you with information pertaining to one of the liaison officers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Police are part of our community. Let us help them help us. We got to stay safe. Most importantly, we got to protect the most vulnerable among us
in our communities
this holiday season. They deserve our support.
And I know we're getting wrapped up,
but I just
want to say happy holidays to all of the Neighborhood Watch leaders throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. You guys rock. You are the best. Without you, we will not have safer and better communities.
Crank that music, producer. You've been tuned into On the Clock with Aaron Green. I hope you guys have a great day. Cecil Nuri and Guardian Radio AM is up next. I just want to apologize for even thinking about introducing Chicchanis and raccoons to the Neighborhood Watch Council. I don't know why I thought they could watch my mango tree. I was just being ridiculous. It's not working out,
the
Mr. Gnab, Wong.
The Gnab tree.
That ain't working out either. Crank that music, producer. We out of here. We are out of here.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.